From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Conspiracy in the Heartland. The John Birch Society. On this moment of Indiana history. One sign of the anti-communist climate of the post-war period in the United States first appeared in Indiana. In December 1958, Massachusetts-based candy manufacturer Robert Welch Jr. convened 12 friends for a two-day meeting in Indianapolis. The charter members of the still-active conservative political advocacy group included business tycoons and political appointees. Named for a Baptist missionary and intelligence officer killed by Chinese communists in 1945, the John Birch Society identified collectivism as the primary threat to the American way of life as codified in the Constitution. As such, the group actively sought to oppose communism, socialism, and totalitarianism. It was in their adherence to conspiracy theory that the Birchers alienated themselves from most conservatives. The Society opposed the civil rights movement on the belief that it was part of a communist plot and named President Eisenhower as an agent of the international communist movement. National political influence by the John Birch Society peaked during Barry Goldwater's 1964 presidential campaign. In 1966, John Birch Society members on the Indiana University Bloomington campus requested that the state legislature investigate campus groups they termed communist and pro-communist. The request spawned a free speech debate on campus and ultimately led to the university's suspension of the openly socialist W.E.B. Du Bois Club. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.